With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 18, episode number 3,901. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and my car.
Montgomery!
And you are in the Men's Room. What's up today? Ryan Castle joins us from his basement dungeon studio bar. Once again, we will sit and spin down. Today, some guilty pleasures with 10 bands other people make you feel bad about loving.
Okay, all right.
We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Clack, clack.
Drinking a draw.
All right, here we go. Pennsylvania man gets rid of his spider problem by burning his house down. Meanwhile, an 84-5-year-old man steals condoms from the store as he still enjoys that vertical frown.
Yeah, he gets...
Meatloaf, shaved like a large penis, leads to the fire department complaint. The annual UK cheese rolling contest? Yes, that is not for the faint. And a woman attacks a fast food employee because her meal was cheaper than she expected. Cheaper. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Now, everyone has a nickname. You might not know that you have a nickname, but you have a nickname. And if you don't know it, it's probably offensive or funny or both. And hell, even if you do know your nickname, it's probably offensive or funny or both. In fact, our admittedly limited research, athletes are the only people that pretty much get cool nicknames, right? King James, Air Jordan, Joe Cool, Big Unit, the Round Mound of Rebound, all pretty cool. And then there's the world of jazz, where your nickname is often a reflection of your appearance. I'll give you some examples. Eddie Cleanhead Benson, he's bald. David Fathead Newman, in the opinion of a former music teacher, was stupid, so he called him Fathead. And then there's Theodore Fat Girl Navarro, who's not a woman, but he was nicknamed Fat Girl because of his weight and his high speaking voice. That's how it works in the world of jazz. They don't get offended, they roll with it. And then there's Muddy Waters. He had chronic diarrhea. I made that last one up. I have no idea why they called him Muddy. But anyway, there was a recent online discussion about the best nicknames that people have known. And while it's about as funny as it is unflattering, I'll give you a few examples. There was a guy that people worked with, and when he walked, he's one of those guys who walked very, like, he was tipping forward, so they called him Photo Finish. There's a man who had a glass eye. His name is Brian. So people called him Bran, which is Brian without an eye. And then there's a heavy metal fan who always washed his hands before work. He was nicknamed OCDC. And then there's a dude, his name is Anthony, but he's only 5 feet tall. They nicknamed him the Shetland Tony. Like
that's
I said,
pretty
man,
good.
It's good to us. I bet you old Shetland Tony doesn't love the nickname, but that's how nicknames work. Don't even ask about the man nicknamed Bambi. It's sad. We didn't expect that one. But today, we're talking nicknames. They're not always offensive. Not everyone's going to be Boxy Lady or Mount Washington or P.S. Chang. Some people have really cool nicknames, you know? Sometimes. But it's not just people. Mike, for example, you have a car. You call it the Marshmallow.
Yeah.
Because it looks like a marshmallow. I mean, it's just that simple. So today, person, place, or thing, why did it get the nickname it got?
Be part of the Big Show. Call 206-803-ROCK. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9.
Oh, but tell us away we go. Welcome to season 18, episode number 3901. What a large and in charge program we have for you today.
So large.
Guaranteed future repeat. You know what you're thinking? These guys are going to need a day off sometime. You know what I mean? Just take a day off like a normal person's got a job, got some time off. We do these shows so that when we are gone, we have a guaranteed future repeat to put on.
And we'll see if this is one of them.
Hopefully it will be. Ryan Castle coming up. We'll sit and spin. We got 10 bands other people make you feel bad about loving. Now, for me, I grew up on Duran Duran.
All right.
Duran Duran is coming into town tomorrow night. We're going to the show.
That is correct.
Now, I've already heard hell from numerous people that I know in my friend group who've told me, why in the hell do you like Duran Duran? Aren't you a rocker? And I'm like, well, yeah, I had a ton of rock music growing up. But at the same time, I like the Eurythmics. I like Duran Duran.
Sure.
I liked a lot of this British, you know, 80s wave pop stuff that was coming out. I was 12, 13 years old. First concert I ever saw was Duran Duran.
It's all full circle.
It really is. I mean, this is going to be one of the greatest nights of my life. Seeing Duran Duran again.
And who the hell was opening for them? Now that there's
Nile Rodgers and Chic.
Right. That's the one. I'm like, Chic.
And Bastille, who my daughter's into Bastille.
All right.
They're fine. But Chic, I'm like, oh, my God, you got to be kidding.
And that's like two bands early.
I know.
I mean, we never roll in two bands early. You know, we'll walk in, they'll be playing The Freak.
And I'm cool with that. Look, I'm not dying to see Bastille. I've never seen them before. I know like one or two songs, and they're fine.
Sure.
You know, but I would not specifically spend money to see them.
Right. But when you go over to somebody's house, and it used to be you could look at their music collection, be it a CD or an album. It wasn't all, you know, in your phone. But at that time, you would seriously judge your friends in the back of your head based on their taste in music.
Back of your head, you would be outright with it. Dude, you bought that?
People say it all the time.
And don't get me wrong. When you would album shop back in the day or CD shop back in the day, you made lots of mistakes.
Oh, of course you did.
I mean, it was 50-50 if you were having a good day at the music store as far as stuff you brought home. You might like the artist. The album just sucks. But today, we have 10 bands that other people make you feel bad about loving.
Okay.
So the fact that you like that band, I know you're not a fan of Poison.
No, I just think they're a terrible band. I'm not going to make fun of you if you like them. I just don't. I cannot comprehend how you do. I just think they're that bad.
Okay.
All right, but, you know, like, if you like them, you like them, dummy.
Yeah, I'm at the age now where I don't care what you think about my music taste.
Well, it's sure.
I'm like, whatever. You don't have to like it. I like it. It brings me pleasure and joy. So I put it on and jam, man.
Yeah.
I mean, if you came over to my house.
Most people are fine with their taste. It's just other people make fun of it.
Well, sure. Somebody came over. Look, you're a Hootie and the Blowfish apologist.
Sure.
Well, one of the greatest, biggest selling albums of all time. You know,
Review.
I think it still makes top 20 or whatever the deal is.
Yeah.
There are not a lot of Hootie and the Blowfish fans in this area, anyway, that I've run into personally. So maybe more on the East Coast, you'll find a few because they're from South Carolina and all that. But you are, you know.
But a lot of people have to be lying based on the number of albums they sold.
Correct.
That is a lot. They sold an S ton of records. So it's like, a lot of people like them. They just don't want to say it.
Yeah, as I say, most people, if you ask them, they'll be like, no, you're right. I like a couple of Hootie songs. Everybody does it. Some just say, it's not like, it doesn't make people horrible, but just when you say Hootie, people are like, Hootie? Really?
I know.
But also, they haven't really put out a Hootie album in years.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's fair. Right? I remember they came back with, it was a big weekend of music. I do remember this. I can't remember who, like, Soundgarden had a new one out, or Alice in Chains had a new one out, or Chili Peppers. There was a lot of good stuff. It was like
Blood Sugar Sex Magik. There was Down on the Upside, I believe, and the Cult put out Ceremony. I want to say it was all like one weekend
or something,
but like four bands that were pretty major bands all put out.
Mm-hmm.
But and all of those albums went on to do very well.
And my buddy came back with Y&T.
Oh my God,
Summertime Girls.
Okay,
or whatever that album was. Right. Now. It wasn't, I don't think I knew Y&T that well.
Nobody does.
But when he put it on, it was very keyboard heavy in that era. Mm-hmm. Not that they were a little bit more prog rock before that. I know they're very good musicians. I never told Joe, I kind of like that album a lot.
All right.
Because I just had...
You could not bring yourself to say that.
No, because once I already started making fun of him, I couldn't change my argument.
Right.
I had to stick with it. This is terrible. Even though some of the tones are like, Summertime Girls, this is a pretty good tune. You know, there's like four or five of them that are really good. But I couldn't, once I start my argument, you know what I mean? I got to stick with it just because I'm hard-headed.
I thought they were really bad. I really did.
They were really bad.
They were really bad.
They had cheesy stuff.
They did. I mean, look, they did cheesy very well.
It was
well.
Also about what else was out at that time that
Correct.
You could have bought. So it was just more of your selection. You know, there's tons of new music out that I wanted to hear. So
right.
I'm being the selfish one, but I didn't have money to go to the record store and spend $50 like he did.
And you were pissed he came back with Y&T?
Oh, he came back with some terrible stuff, like Eagles' Greatest Hits Volume 2. I mean, you name it.
Do you need that? Can't you just turn on the radio and hear it all?
Kiss Alive 3. All this stuff where I'm just like, oh, man. Come on. Even though it had... I Was Made for Loving You on that one.
That's not a sales pitch.
But still.
I was just saying it's there.
People love Kiss. They hate that song. I like Kiss. I like that song.
Sure.
So Ryan's got 10 bands. Other people make you feel bad about loving coming up with Sit and Spin. Today on the Men's Room Happy Hour, exclusively on the Odyssey app, we'll do some props from the three-day weekend. If you don't have the Odyssey app, download it now. It's absolutely free. If you get some time, check out any of the podcasts that are up there. Megacast, The Podcast, Greatest Story Never Told Podcast. You also see the Men's Room Radio Channel.
Correct.
We got a chance to curate our own musical channel. They said pick 25 songs apiece. We'll throw them in there, let them mix them up. People have already apparently said it's not a bad party mix.
Is there any ETA on the next batch of 100 songs?
Not yet. Okay. We put a new list in. We're trying to update the playlist.
That's right.
Because we got so many complaints, man. Just keep hearing the same song over and over and over. Well, there's only 100 in there.
Right.
So change it up a little bit and freshen it for you.
Yeah, there's only 100 songs in there.
for your summertime.
It's not going to change that much.
And we're talking about the Men's Room radio app, not the station.
Right. And of course, there is.
That's what I'm saying. I'll listen to you about the station. That's a whole different conversation. Right. But for the Men's Room radio station, there's only 100 songs.
Yeah. Also, the Men's Room Happy Hour channel is there. That only goes live Monday through Friday at 6. We do the Men's Room Happy Hour, so hopefully you'll catch more Men's Room coming up. And our question today, person, place, or thing, why did it get the nickname it got? Now, I know for a fact, when it comes to your life, things that are in your house have different names than their given name, whether that is an animal, whether that is a car, whether that are your children, your wife, your husband. You do not, very rarely do you call them their God-given name as it is.
Unless you're pissed.
And that's
inherently
true.
Like with the kids, I rarely say either of my kids' names. But when you're mad or definitely need their attention, you state their name clearly.
Right. I mean, you go through all this trouble naming a pet or naming a child or whatever the deal is, because that's going to be with them for their life. You never call them that.
And then you don't call them that.
You never call them that. I mean, for whatever reason, every animal that I've had, yes, I had Dr. Gomez and Senior Larry and Miles and Chewy and a bunch of other different dogs, but I never called them by their name. They all had different names.
Yeah.
So like Honey, she would talk like she was peeping, like a bird. So I called her Peeps.
Sure.
I mean, that's all I called her.
What if you needed to call her over?
They know.
I'd say Peeps.
Right. It's the intonation of your voice, right? So they're used to their name, right? So they know that one. But typically, even with the dog, I rarely say her name unless she's in trouble as well. Otherwise, she's everything other than
that. See, I get it with kids, but I feel like with animals, I would use their names more.
But what's funny is, to Miles's point, man, you come up with a name for a pet one way or another. You have to live with it, not so much the pet. Pet doesn't know. Pet doesn't care. That's why we have a cat named Rainbow. I would never name my cat Rainbow. Daughter did.
You call the cat Rainbow.
Doesn't matter. We call her Double Rainbow because she's getting chunky.
Oh, so Double Rainbow.
Yeah, Double Rainbow.
But see, cats, I don't feel like I use their names.
But not my, my cat actually, she loves the family. So if you call her, she will come, which is actually pretty cool. I do like that. Double Rainbow, big chunky ass. But the kids, right, you spend all this time during the months of pregnancy. We're going to name them this. You look up what it means. All this crap. You get down to the middle name, and then the kid's born. You give it the name. You're proud of yourself. And from that day forward, you never call them that.
Nope.
She
was the pumpkin girl, and my younger daughter was Nister, because my older daughter could not say sister.
Right.
So she just pointed at her and go, Nister, Nister. So from that point in time on, the golden rule is you don't give yourself a nickname. Nobody's like, I'm Turbo. How'd you get that? Well, I gave it to myself.
Right.
And one thing about a nickname, it's like a joke. There's some inherent truth to why you got the nickname.
You earned it.
You earned it by your actions, the way you look, but it's not necessarily flattering. It's like a joke. A joke is funny for a reason, because there's some inherent truth to it.
Well, that's what I was saying about the jazz musicians. Something I've learned as I was doing research for this, I'm like, I have to respect these guys, because none of them have cool nicknames. As I was going down the list, I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. I mean, all of them are terrible. And when they signed a contract to play with whoever they're going to play with, they could have not used it.
Mm-hmm.
They could, man, my name is just Eddie Johnson. But now they're like, well, my friends call me Pepperoni Nipples, so it's Eddie Pepperoni Nipples Johnson. You don't question why. Like I said, there's a dude who went by Fat Girl. Now, he did not call himself Fat Girl.
Right.
Other people called him Fat Girl because, again, he was big and he had a high-pitched voice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most people would be like, once I got out of high school, I dropped that. These guys are like, nah, dog, I put that on the cover of an album. His name is Theodore. Theodore Fat Girl Navarro. Fat Girl. And so I looked him up because I'm like, this doesn't make sense. His name's Theodore. I've never heard of a woman named Theodore. I'm like, that is not a woman.
Mm-hmm.
That is clearly not a woman. So I love that. So Miles and I are outside coming up with different, because you could call anyone anything, right?
Sure.
You could call him I don't know. I won't go through the actual ones we did. It's be offensive.
Okay.
Yeah. But Mike, depending, if you came up and you're like, hey man, I have a third nipple. If you said that to jazz guys, that would be your name. On trombone, ladies and gentlemen, Mike, three nipple hawk. That's how it goes.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone understands, what the F's wrong with his face, Smith? Like, it doesn't matter.
Yep. And you think, well, even your real name. People give you nicknames just based on your real name. I've been called no less than 6 different nicknames in my life just based on the variations that people want to call me. So my uncle calls me something completely different than my kids call me something completely different. It just depends who I'm around. Like, you got one or two friends that call you Teddy. But for the most part, no one calls you that, and you tell them not to. Same thing with me. My kid goes by Monty.
Right.
When she's in San Diego, our friends call her Monty. I've got two friends that call me Monty, but all of her friends call her that.
Any sport I ever played, I was always just Smitty.
Smitty. Right. Not even Smith, it's Smitty.
I'm Miley to a couple people in the neighborhood. I'm Milo to my uncle. I mean, the list goes on and on. Got some friends that call me Kilometers back in the day because of miles. So there's just a variation on your own name. You know, kind of, even if it's not, you know, the meanest thing in the world or, you know, not really putting you down, it's just a spin on the name you have.
Sure.
So, but the best ones are the ones that you earn. So the one that I got when I was 14 or 15 years old was D-Nose, because my nose really started growing just before about everything else on my body. So I had, I mean, my nose was big, and my face was skinnier then and thinner, so it really was, at least I've fattened out a little bit now, so it's not the biggest thing on my damn face, but it's still the biggest thing on my face. So a guy named Curly Dixon, and that was his name, Curly Dixon, he started calling me D-Nose.
Right.
And I was like a sophomore in high school, which was the equivalent of being a freshman where I went to school, because ninth grade was still junior high, so I was new to the school.
Yeah.
He's a senior, he's a wide receiver, he's one of the better players on the team. And he just relentlessly called me D-Nose. I mean, no matter what. He never called me anything else in the hallway. Hey, D-Nose, what's up? Which was cool that a senior acknowledged you. But at the same point in time, that wasn't the best way to do it. So I do remember one game we're playing against Grafton, which was one of our rivals. We're playing pretty well. And I missed a throw over the middle to Curly. But the route was wide open. And so it was fourth down on like 23. The coach calls a timeout. We're down, so we're going to go for it.
Right.
We get back in the huddle, and Curly's just, he's like, same play, same thing. I got this guy, Dino's, throw me the ball. And Coach Kelly looks at me and goes, Dino, you got to get Dino's. You got to get the throw in there, man. He's like, we need you, Dino's. And I'm just like, now my coach, for 3 years, because of one, he called me Dino's.
But there it is.
My entire high school football career and everything else, and from being in his classes to seeing him walk down the hallway,
right.
to being in the weight room, to doing all the physical activities that needed to be done, there wasn't a time I can remember he called me Miles.
Just D-Nose.
D-Nose, the entire time. I mean, it was nonstop. Everybody that did not know me close, that I didn't go to school with, because it was like two or three schools came together, this high school, they just called me D-Nose.
That's all they know.
Sports is tough.
That's all they know.
Right, like when I first got to high school, right, everybody would call me Tiny, because I wasn't.
Right.
But same thing, like I went back to my 20th reunion, there's some dudes I haven't talked to in 20 years, I was like, what's up, Tiny? You know what I mean?
No, they don't know you as anything other than that.
Correct. So you're right, like especially sports are like, I mean, my high school was all guys, so it's basically like you're all on one giant team.
Yeah.
So yeah, those nicknames will never go away.
Right. Well, D-Nose, as far as saying D-Nose, got into the yearbook, and I do have this yearbook at home. My junior year, there is a picture of us standing around a practice, and it has all the last names, like Hargis, Heiser, then it just says at the end, and D-Nose. Because my buddy Joel, he was the guy who was in charge of the yearbook. He was
of course,
a yearbook class, believe it or not, yeah. Right?
I took it.
He was in charge.
That was one of the best classes I ever took.
Yeah, you take a class, and your entire job on that class is to get that yearbook together for the end of the year.
Correct.
And my buddy Joel's like, I'm going to put D-Nose in one of these captions. I'm like, you're not going to be able to pull that off. They proofread that stuff. He's like, you watch. So apparently he was the last line of defense on proofreading. So he knew that going in. So one of the captions actually says D-Nose. It doesn't say the D word. It just says
D-Nose.
D-Nose, yes. Our question, person, place, or thing. Why did it get the nickname it got? 206-803-ROCK.
I like this. It says, my wife and I just bought a golf cart. We nicknamed it Cardi B.
Nice.
All right. I like that. I'm like, you know, man.
Yeah, that's fun.
That is cool. That works.
Right.
I wish I had a golf cart.
I feel like vehicles are something that gets nicknamed a lot.
That, you know, my father never nicknamed a vehicle. I mean, he called it like a piece of S or something like that.
Sure.
But my mother, if she has a car, she names the car.
I think it's 50-50.
It's what she does all the time. But if you forget, so look, now, you know, they're retired and they live in a different state. So she's talking to me on the phone and she'll bring up a name and she's talking about it casually. Like, and I'm going through my Rolodex of memories, like, who is this person? Broken down, and I think it's like one of her old friends who's dying. And I'm like, wait, are you talking about your car? She's like, oh, yeah, we named it Janet. I'm like, well, okay. I need, when you're saying, like, Janet broke down in the middle of the street and got hit by another vehicle, I'm like, oh, my God.
I don't know if you guys remember those cars. It was probably like 92, 93. Geo came out with a very, very tiny convertible. It was probably about the same size as a smart car. It was like a Geo Metro, but it was a little tiny two-seat convertible. They had it in very primary colors, like white, red, blue, and yellow. But the color blue was the color blue of the Smurfs.
Oh, God.
And my roommate Jamie bought one. They were, man, great. Being in a convertible, I don't care what you're in. If you're in a convertible, it's fun just driving around. People sure. make fun of you all they want. And they made fun of us constantly in that car. But people just drive by, Smurfmobile! They pulled up a Smurf! Because it looked exactly like the Smurf color. I mean, it was spot on. We call it the Smurfmobile. He rolled that thing and lived.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, he rolled it like 3 or 4 times. I was like, dude, if this thing rolls, man, you're screwed. And then, like, not even like a month later, he rolled it 3 times. Because the wheelbase was really short. Like a Jeep, you know? Person, place, or thing. Why did it get...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The nickname it got, 206-803-ROCK.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
A question, person, place, or thing. Why did it get the nickname it got? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and whores. How you guys doing today?
Doing great, man. Thank you, Daniel.
Awesome. Right on. So mine was, my nickname has always been Daniel, probably because, when I was a young kid, I was followed out of the town that I lived in by the cops because they were trying to chase me out of town. So it was like a book I'm dead on. But the point was it was the residence after high school that a bunch of us had lived in and a couple other people. One of the residents, or the residence was called Broken Residence. And a couple of the people's nicknames were Hairball and the Three-Fingered Orc.
You say okay. Hairball or airball?
Hairball.
And is that because he had a lot of hair on his head?
Well, back in the day, Cliff Burton, he had that massive mane of hair, right?
Yeah.
Well, this guy's would definitely rival those. Hit, I should say, Cliff. But yeah, he had so much hair. It was. I think one day he ended up getting out of the shower, and it was just one gigantic poof.
I guess that's not the worst. Rob,
I know, right? And he hated that nickname, but we enjoyed, you know, teasing him with it. But then the three-fingered orc, he kind of looked like Shrek and Chunk.
Wow.
Bless his heart. I mean, he was a really nice guy, but he was a little bit short upstairs sometimes, but... And his was, he actually enjoyed the three-fingered orc moniker that we all gave him. But he had a wandering eye, and he was kind of like a big and stout, like a Shrek would be. And he was kind of like a big elf.
Gosh,
well, fun times.
That's the problem with, there was a guy who went to high school, and there was a big TV show growing up called Land of the Lost.
Yeah.
So they were like in this, you know, they went back in time or something to this different world, but it was like just basically the dinosaur age.
Right.
But the chief thing that they had to worry about were sleestaks.
Correct.
Which were these
humans.
Reptilian, yeah.
But their eyes were kind of on the side of their head.
Oh, no.
So if you know anybody that has eyes that are kind of like, you know right away when you look, like, it takes you a while to figure it out. It's like the people with no eyebrows.
Yeah.
But then you realize that their eyes are really far apart. Like if they had glasses, they had like big ass sunglasses.
Right, right.
Like the comic size. So he called him Sleestack.
I'm sure he did not love that.
He kind of looked like, there was another television show called V, which had more lizards.
That doesn't help.
So they either called him V or Sleestack.
Or Sleestack. You should just call him V-Stack. Like, man, you're a combination of both.
I'm pretty sure that was Robert Englund's first.
It's one before he played kind of a goofy guy.
Yeah, break into Hollywood. But they lizard people. If he was either V or Sleestack.
Funny brains, this guy hairball. In high school, went to high school, bald brother, right? No big deal. But he always had an ashy head. So He-Man was big. So everyone just called him Gray Skull. And it was just like, damn, man.
It really just, well, Curly got his nickname because he didn't have any hair.
Right, but like, just buy lotion and it goes away. But it's almost like he didn't want to be called Gray Skull, but he refused to ever just put any lotion on his head. So dude come in just ashy as, I mean, and you're like, dude, like, you're bringing this on yourself. But as soon as you walk, you're like, Gray Skull!
Well, then there's a problem. That's when you don't funny. Have hair.
I thought it was hilarious. I did not come up with it. Different kid who came up with nicknames for everybody came up with it, but I thought that was one of his better ones, and he wasn't even really, like, being mean. It's just like, because everyone's like, just use some goddamn lotion.
I call him, like, Generex or Head and Shoulders.
Right.
Person, place, or thing, why did he get the nickname of God? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Mason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola and aloha, naked ladies.
Hola!
So I got a buddy back in Hawaii. His name's Daniel, and we've called him Stomper for years. Now, he's a drummer, so you might think it's because he's, you know, heavy on the bass pedal, but that's not the case. When he was a kid, he was playing with one of those little Stomper trucks, you know, those little 4x4 trucks you put that one AA battery in?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And they just kind of go, well, he was rolling it over his body and rolled it over his scrotum. And it got bound up. It like
tired. Oh no! Oh man!
He had to call his mom for help. So when he told that story, we immediately started calling him Stomper.
Okay.
On a quick side note: the other nickname we had when he played drums, he made these faces, so we also called him F Face.
F Face.
Yeah, F word face.
I would take that over Stomper based on why I earned the.
Does
nickname.
That mean he looks like he was having a good time?
Yeah, it looked like he was engaging in acts when he was playing drums. It was really funny. But no, he embraced Stomper because everybody thought it was just because he was heavy on the bass pedal. So
yeah, of course.
He didn't have to tell the story every time. So
did he?
But anyway, I thought.
Did he ever clear it up with people? If someone heard the nickname Stomper, like you said, I would assume it's for how he plays drums. Did he ever say, hey, man, that's not it. I got a truck tied up in my testicles.
No, he would just let it go.
Yep.
He would not explain it. It would take one of the other outside parties to explain it to somebody. Why do you call him Stomper?
Of course. All right. Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of the thing with nicknames, too. Like, if somebody's okay, even if it's not, didn't come from a good place, like, if they use it, you go, all right.
Yeah, good enough. Hey, man. Mm-hmm. They're cool.
Right.
Yep. We're going through a list today, just some of the ones that popped up online. And like I said, the guy that looks like he's falling forward when he walks, call him Photo Finish, the Shetland Tony, because his name's Anthony and he's tiny. But Miles, I don't know where you went to find some other ones.
I'll have a few. Some you've already named.
But Bambi. If we ask you guys, if you got the nickname Bambi, all right, so hey man, it's my buddy Bambi. Why do you think you earned the nickname Bambi?
Because his mom died?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His mom was shot.
Yeah, I don't know why. I was like, that's
like, oh my
thing.
God, guys. Really? Like, to me, that's not a time to give someone a nickname. I was just like, holy, kind of funny. Yep. But Jesus.
Here's a couple. A buddy of mine he looked like Elton John, and he got called Socket Man. He's a Sparky. Socket Man. A bloke where I used to work walked like he was tipping forward. He got the nickname Photo Finish. You already brought that one up.
I like that.
It's also tough sometimes, too. It's like one of my cousins got a nickname in college was Bass.
Bass?
Yeah, because I guess he would like run the music at the parties or whatever.
Okay.
But we all, in the family, we didn't think he deserved such a cool nickname, so we started calling him Bass.
Oh. Uh-huh. He used to work with a big rock fan who was a Jehovah's Witness. We called him Bon Jehovah. Heavy metal fan. Here we go. OCDC, because he always washes his hands all the time. He was obsessive. Maid of mine's at work. Woman joined the department, had the same first name as a lady already working there. She became known simply as Sequel.
Mm-hmm. It tells me you're of the same race. Otherwise, you're just like Black Tina.
Lad I used to work with used to bring cheese sandwiches for lunch every single day, so we called him Mr. Cheese Sandwich. A vertically challenged school janitor.
in Coatbridge was known as Janny DeVito.
Oh.
Kid in our year in school back in the mid-80s who was into new romantic bands. His name was Spandau Barry. And the list goes on. Person, place, or thing. Why did it get the nickname it got? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so used to work with this guy on a boat that came from his dad's boat and thought it was the greatest thing in the world. Would always talk about how much everything they did on his dad's boat was so much better. So out of boredom and irritation of listening to him, we started behind his back referring to his dad's boat as Emily's dad's house so we could continue to talk trash in front of him without him knowing.
Emily's dad's house.
Emily's dad's house.
So everything would be, oh, yeah, we went over to Emily's dad's house last night, and it was just so much better than my dad's house. So went on for about 3 or 4 months, and he never really caught on.
Yeah, I was going to say, not the smartest guy in the world.
No, well, you know, you're around the same five people all the time. You got to figure out ways to keep yourself entertained.
Hell yeah.
And inevitably, one of you is going to be the dumb guy in the group. Right?
Yep.
Good-looking guy, the guy that fights, the one who's an idiot. You never know where you're really going to fall in that, but like, oh, no, dude, you're the dumb one with us. Okay, all right, cool. Did not know that. Did not know that. Hello, Joel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. Hola.
Hola.
All right, gentlemen, I have two nicknames. They're both related to each other here. So I was in the Marine Corps as an M1A1 tanker. I'm 6'6", 300 pounds, so everyone calls me Tank.
I would imagine people called you Tank even before you joined the military.
Yeah, or Beef.
Okay. Tank, was that? That seems like being in a tank seems like it'd be tough, being 6'1".
6'6".
Everyone asks me how I fit in there, and I say one leg at a time.
Probably so. Yeah.
Thanks, Tank.
So, during the Marine Corps boot camp, this just came to me while I was on hold here. Being 6'6", bigger gentleman, they came up with a nickname, Lenny, from Mice of Men.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mice of Men.
Yeah. That had to be from your drill sergeant.
Yes, drill instructor. And every time he'd come by me, he'd look at me and go, hit it, Lenny. And I'd have to say, I just want to tend to wabbits, George. I just want to tend to wabbits.
Gotta outfry yourself somehow.
I was like, Lenny is not the guy I want to be compared to.
Another one, have a friend that we call the Exorcist.
No, but that was from his DI.
I know.
He's got to play along.
Have a friend we call the Exorcist because he never leaves a party till all the spirits are gone.
That's a good one.
Got a nickname. It's Dyson. A bowel operation left me with a colostomy bag. After seven months, I had an operation to reverse it, so I became bagless.
So they call him Dyson?
So his friends call him Dyson. All right. Person, place, or thing. Why did he get the nickname it got? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Christy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi. Hola.
Hola.
Okay, well, when I was in junior high school, a bunch of us kids would hang out at our friend's house, and my friend Dale, he started calling me Cricket because of my long legs.
All right,
so
crickets have long legs.
Everybody else started...
I said crickets do have long legs. That's why they rub them together and drive you nuts.
And so it just kind of stuck. And all through high school and junior high school, my friends called my teachers called me Cricket, and it just kind of stuck.
So do most of your friends still call you that?
Some of my friends do. Yeah, the junior high kids that I used to hang out with and stuff.
Okay, well, I think you turn the corner when you start introducing yourself as that name.
Yeah, once you say it.
Like, my niece, her name is Natalie, but she's never gone by Natalie. She's gone by Peachy her entire life.
Right.
There's nothing legal about Peachy. But everyone calls her Peachy, and when she introduces herself to everybody, she's Peachy. So she's never known it. If you said, hey, Natalie, she wouldn't even turn around.
And she wouldn't know. There's no reason to.
No idea. But
I did not know. So my grandfather, on my mother's side, girl, his name was Casey. Wife called him Casey. Everyone knew him as Casey. All the mail said Casey, all this, whatever. So we, including his own children, they did not know his name was not Casey. So when he died, and you get all these papers in order and everything, and looking at the will, I remember my mother calls me, right? So she went to Virginia, still living in Baltimore at the time, and I pick up the phone, and my mother, just being my mother, "Do you know what your goddamn grandfather's name was?" I'm like, "Casey." She's like, "That's what I thought. It's not Casey." I'm like, "What? His name was like Ulysses."
Oh.
Or something like that. And I don't know when he changed it. I don't know why he changed it, but it was never a legal thing. I don't know if it's a name he picked. I don't know if someone just gave it to him. Because in the black community, it's different. If they're going to call you something, that's just going to stick, and it will never go away.
Right.
If they call you Biscuit Lip when you're 3 years old, you can be a 70-year-old man. That's going to be your name. And it will never, they would send your mail like that, right? So she was like, "We did not know this. I had no idea." And she has five other siblings. So there's six kids. Not one of them knew their father's actual name. And it wasn't like his middle name.
Yeah, but if he went by it all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Sometimes you can pick up a nickname later in life, too. Like my dad, one year, we were down at Disney World, and he had on like a safari hat for some reason.
Oh, my God.
You know, like, the sun.
Goes up on one side. Yeah. Right. So me and my cousin started calling him Brian Fellows, like that skit from SNL. So we would still call him that, or OF. But yeah, like, he never cared for it, but we were like, "Ah, shut up, Brian Fellows.
I'm Brian Fellows."
Yeah, exactly. We thought it was great.
What was his gimmick?
Brian Fellows.
It was Tracy
yeah,
Morgan.
What was right. Yeah, like, but he had a punchline or something. Like, he was always like,
he just
ended with, like, I'm Brian Fellows. That was it.
And he didn't really know much about animals.
This is a parrot. It's very colorful. I'm Brian Fellows.
Yeah, exactly. That was right. That was the whole shtick. He was just kind of like, "Are you an animal expert?"
Person, place, or thing. Why did he get the nickname it got? 206-803-ROCK.
Damn. Now, this is funny. It says from the text line, we had a substitute teacher who had his arm amputated at the elbow. We called him the Stubstitute.
Oh, no.
The Stubstitute.
The Stubstitute.
I do like it when you meet somebody that's like missing digits or whatever. And they're just like, "Yeah, they call me Handy Tom." It's why? And it's like, because I'm missing a hand. It's like, all right, Handy Tom, I like that.
Ted, one of these on here was a teacher that was missing the two middle fingers, so we called him Spider-Man.
Because it looked like he's shooting a web.
Well, and Miles, I know you've been to this bar, but there was a guy that only had one arm. The bartender there.
Lefty?
Yes, and we called him Lefty all the time, but I don't think he cared for him.
Oh, really?
Lefty.
Oh, man. But you called him it anyway.
Yes.
Lefty.
And did he give you a look when you said it?
I mean, Lefty was just pissed when you walked in there.
Okay.
He's one of those bartenders, right? It's kind of one of those bars. Like, if you don't know, nowadays this bar has gotten a little more popular as people found it.
Sure.
But you didn't go in there unless you knew it, right? So, like, he was always salty anyhow, so we never minded calling him Lefty. No. We used to say he's all right, but he was really all left.
It's like you're just begging for him to pee in your drink.
We're basically, right, we're begging to get thrown out.
Mm-hmm. Lefty. Person, place, or thing. Why did I get the nickname it got? 206-803-ROCK.
That SOB could sling a beer, though, man. He was a good bartender. It was shockingly how quick it was. Now, granted, we never ordered mixed drinks.
I got called Ringo for a bit because in our carpool, there was John, Paul, and George, then me.
Really? That's not a bad way to go.
No.
Hello, Stephanie. Welcome to the men's room.
Sure, yes, we got you.
Okay. I had.
Are you getting told? Are you getting kicked? Like, was that a cop?
No. I drive a shuttle bus, and it's the guard that comes in and checks the bus to make sure everything's.
Okay. Can you imagine telling the cop? Yeah, I know you probably. Give me 1 second, bro. I'm on the air.
I got to talk to you.
Do you have nicknames? Did you come up with some of the people that you drive around?
Yeah, but I have to be professional.
I understand. I understand. We're in the same situation here.
I had a friend that we all used to hang out at his house, and kind of a party house, but his last name was Gore, G-O-R-E.
All right.
And everyone called him Gorgasm.
Now, did you ever get to experience a Gorgasm?
No.
Okay. All
right. No, but every time somebody just to kick him off, they say, "Oh, wait, I'm going to have a Gorgasm." And it never got old either. Maybe to him, but not to anybody else.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it gets old to the person who has a nickname. Everyone else takes the joy in saying it.
Couple more. His brother was Stu. They called him Soup because he wasn't as thick.
fitter we used to work with used to stand there and watch others doing the work, just casting a shadow. So we called him Sundial. Oh, the guy, the professional soccer player. Do you remember Fitz Hall?
No.
He played back in the day. He was a Premier League guy. They called him One Size.
Fitz Hall.
Because his name is Fitz Hall. Person, place, or thing. Why did he get the nickname it got? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!